This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the first week of early fall. As frost time comes closer, I bring in the tomato plants that I seeded in July, and I set up the greenhouse for winter. The bugs and I will fight there until the new year. It will be a fair fight up until then, but they will begin to win as January ends. Their ability to breed outlasting my ability to keep up with them, or my hope of overcoming them. I could, I suppose, eliminate the insects with strong and efficient poisons, but they are part of a psychological system, as well as an ecological system that I set in place each year. Throughout the early and middle winter, I can pretend I am lost in the seasonal wilderness. I have escaped the lush expectations of summer, and I can hide and rest. I don't need to produce. I can build energy. I can wait and plan. In this hermetic endeavor, the tomatoes, the white flies, the mites, and the aphids, they're my allies. I really don't need the tomato plants for my survival. They're simply friends. Their fruit is a gratuitous response to my awareness. And the bugs are not a threat. In fact, they keep me on my toes. They are a gauge of my interest and the quality of my hibernation. As long as I keep them in check, I know the trajectory of winter is on the rise. Once the insects get the upper hand, however, I know my resolve is weakening. I know I'm getting restless for spring. And the tomatoes, of course, they know that too. By the 1st of March, bugs or no bugs, they will become tired and pale. The season will fall apart and I will grope to find a new purpose. I will be less dependable and less caring. I will be looking somewhere else. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of early fall. In the meantime, plan your winter hibernation. Watch how you change in the months ahead.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.